Welcome to the Examine Podcast, where we have real and raw conversations about porn and purity. Brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Here's your host, Brittany De La Mora.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Examine, where we have real and raw conversations about porn and purity. I am seriously so excited about today's guest because we have with us my husband, Richard De La Mora. He's just such an incredible man of God, and he is honestly my favorite human being. So I'm very excited to interview you today, my love.
Thank you so much for letting your wifey interview you. Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, babe. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
You know, something that I absolutely love about our story is that it's so unique. Mm-hmm. You know, people look at our story and they wonder, how could you marry a woman like Brittany? Yeah. I oftentimes call our story like the modern day Gomer and Hosea, where Hosea is this prophet. He's this man of God. And God tells him to go after the prostitute and to marry her.
Yep.
Like, that is so unheard of.
Absolutely.
But in our life, though, I wasn't a prostitute when you met me. Mm-hmm. I was a porn star and a prostitute in my former days prior to meeting you.
Absolutely.
Maybe just several months before meeting you, you know? What was this journey like for you? Like, how did it feel pursuing and dating a woman like me?
No, babe, I think with you it's not hard because when I first met you, you were just so loving, so graceful. There was so much passion in you. And I remember seeing you at our church, Cornerstone Church of San Diego, and I would see you greeting. I would see you involved in our young adult ministry. And you were just so in awe of Jesus and all that he has done in your life. And when I look at somebody like you, I'm not thinking about your past. I'm thinking how God delivered you from your past and just seeing how he transformed the woman who you are today. So with our journey, it was easy because not only do we do ministry together, we were friends. And then from there, you know, later on, we became best friends. And then, you know, eventually we got married and we did life with each other. And with you, love, I was never focused about the past. I was focused about the future. And the reason why I was focused about our future is because, you know, love, I truly believe that God redeemed you and he saved you from your past. But what greater story is it to know that, you know, Jesus has radically changed your life, and for us to walk into the future together, the past is an irrelevant conversation to even have or even think of, because why would I be focused on that when I'm focused of you, my future, my love, who is carrying our future baby, Jada Rose.
She's going to be born in a few weeks.
Come on, somebody.
I'm excited. We're going to be parents.
Yes, we are.
It's amazing.
Yep.
So I know every man and every woman who have a past or who have maybe even just they have a really clean testimony,
Absolutely.
But maybe they're dating a man or woman that has a past.
Yeah.
And they want to know how can I look at my girlfriend, or how can I look at my boyfriend, and how can I accept the things that they've done? Because maybe they haven't done porn, but maybe they've slept with a lot of people, or they've made some bad choices, and that person is having a hard time dealing with those choices.
Absolutely. Well, you can't accept, you know, a person's past until you look in the mirror. The reality is we've all fallen short. We've all made mistakes. You know, the Bible teaches us that we fall short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
So for you to not be able to forgive somebody's past, well, it would really be punishing your own self and what Christ has done for you, because if God has freed us from our past, we should be doing the same thing. So if you're having a hard time with that situation, I would first examine your own life and remind yourself that you're not perfect. You're going to make mistakes. Look, every day is a new day. And yes, we have a new future, but in our new future, we're going to make some bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We are human beings. We are flawed. We are going to make mistakes. That's why we need Jesus. So the first thing I would say is examine your life. Examine who you are, knowing that you're going to make mistakes. And the second thing is this, is learning to accept a person's past. You know, love, for you and I, you aren't your past. And I accept that.
Mm-hmm.
I accept what you've done in your past, but I also accept and know that you aren't your past.
Right.
You're a product of God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of, you know, the people watching here today, if you're struggling with your partner's past, if you're struggling with, you know, the partners they hooked up with, or, you know, those hard conversations, just understand that the past is irrelevant mm-hmm. when you understand who you have in your corner.
Right.
You see, love, I have you in my corner. Mm-hmm. The past isn't bigger than the future, so why should I make the past bigger than our future?
Yeah.
And if we can have that type of mindset, if we can have that type of perspective, we'll be able to conquer those things. Hey, is it easy? Sometimes it's not. Is it hard? It is. Is the conversation a little tough to have? It is. It really is. It's not easy. You and I always keep this acronym in our household, but it's for us to keep it hot. Honest, open, and transparent.
Yeah.
And that's how you and I are. We're always honest with each other. We're open with each other, but we're also transparent with each other. When you're transparent in a relationship, that destroys the enemy.
Yes.
There's no secrecy. There's no things that are hidden. It's out in the open. And you know, love, I think our future is our future and who we are today. I believe the reason why it's so prosperous, the reason why it's so healthy, is because you and I always had these open, honest conversations mm-hmm. that allowed us to be the people who we are today.
Right, I love that.
Yep.
And somebody that might be ashamed of their past, mm-hmm. because I know that in dating you, like, you have a very, very clean testimony.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your story, like, you really protected your character and you protected your, you protected yourself
yeah,
in
yeah.
life. Like, you didn't go down the path that I did. And there's other people out there who have done some things
yeah.
that they're ashamed of. And, you know, God really challenged me to
yeah.
be honest with you when
Absolutely.
You asked those questions. So what would you say to somebody that's battling with shame, that doesn't
yeah.
want to admit to their partner what they've done, or they want to keep things secretive from them?
Yeah, I would just encourage them not to keep it a secret. Look, your relationship is not meant to be hidden. It's meant to be exposed. If you have any secrecies, or if you can't be transparent with your partner, say we're talking dating, that's probably the wrong person.
Yeah.
When you're with the right person, you're open with each other. You're mm-hmm. honest with each other. Yeah, the conversation is going to be tough, but they should be able to accept you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all in all, you know, babe, when we're on the altar, and I remember that day, it was the month of February, we're on the altar. I accepted you for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what relationships and marriages should be about. If I only accept you for the future, then I don't love you.
Yeah.
Because when you love somebody, you should love the entirety of the person.
Yeah.
It should be the whole person. Britt, I love you past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm.
I love you because, mm-hmm. hey, I know that you're a beautiful woman of God. And if I only love you for the future, then I discredit that everything God did in your past.
Mm-hmm.
So for the person here watching today, if you're battling with that shame, don't be embarrassed. And if you're having a hard time with that, pray and ask God for confidence. Ask God for strength. Ask God to give that man or that woman an understanding heart.
Yep.
Because, you know, I believe that a person who is able to approach these conversations, I give you the utmost honor and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for it is because not only are you asking your relationship to be healthy, but you're actually setting yourself free and
yeah.
you're creating an environment for your relationship to be prosperous.
So good. So, something that you and I, it was a conviction of our heart, was to practice sexual purity.
Yeah, absolutely.
For me, I had come to the end of myself because I thought, I've done everything the wrong way, and
yeah.
if my way's not working, and so I need to go God's way. And this
absolutely.
Was a conviction that you'd already been operating in
yeah.
for several years before you
years.
And I even met.
Yeah,
it was a total of 8 years,
yeah,
right? So
years.
As we were practicing purity, I want you to tell us about the times when you would get some specific direct messages or Facebook posts, and because that was really
what
difficult.
Do you mean?
You would, like, when you would see different images that people would send you of me from
oh,
my past.
Oh, okay, yes, absolutely.
And
I
because
mean,
I, what I want to show here is like how much grace you have in your heart,
yeah.
and like how God has given you that grace.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think that was the hardest thing in our relationship, to be honest with you, because I remember there was this one time we were out on a date and I got that direct message, and it was actually you, you know, doing some inappropriate act to another male. And, you know, you were naked and I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, why are you freaking out? And I showed you the photo.
And I was like, delete that right now.
I was like,
now.
Deleting it, I know. But, you know, even when they sent that, it didn't affect me.
Yeah.
You know why it didn't affect me?
Why?
Because we already had the hard conversation.
Mm-hmm.
See, only what would affect me if I didn't have that conversation with you. Brittany, we've always kept things exposed. That's why it's imperative, y'all, to make sure to keep things out and open. When that happened, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Delete message, and it didn't even affect me. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I knew what you did in the past.
That's why it's important not for people not to hide things from their partner. Absolutely. Because God forbid something comes in through the DM, something
like,
that you did in your past, or something that you've been hiding and your partner has to find out the hard way. Yeah. It's always better to expose the truth yourself.
Absolutely. So when that happened, it didn't affect me. It didn't even bother me. If anything, honestly, I was laughing. But honestly, when people do send me that, it's actually a reminder. A reminder to me that every time you send me a photo of my wife's past, it reminds me of what God set you free from.
Yeah, that's
so good. It doesn't affect me. So the people who still do that today, I just want to tell you, public service announcement, it does not affect me. But what it does show me is it shows me the power and the grace and the strength of our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
So when those stuff happens, it's irrelevant to me. I brush that off my shoulder. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we kept everything open.
Yeah.
That's the power of transparency, y'all.
That's so good.
Absolutely.
So you said that you practiced purity. It was a total of practicing sexual purity for 8 years.
8 years.
Okay, I have to just be so honest because I came out of the porn industry and so I was under the impression that like masturbation was just every man's need. Like that's what I thought,
release,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, you're not having sex, so you're practicing sexual purity, but you have to be masturbating. You have to like, and I just assumed like every Christian man probably masturbated when they were single because they weren't probably having sex, right?
Absolutely.
But when we started dating, I found out something that was unique, interesting, and shocking to me. You were practicing sexual purity, not just with not being with a woman, but you were also not masturbating.
Absolutely.
So I want you to walk me through why you did that, how you were able to do that, and just share that story with us.
You know, I'm a strong believer, if you're gonna do something, do it with your whole heart and do it right.
Yeah.
Why do we need to take shortcuts? If you take shortcuts, then you just get cut short of the blessing that God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
Second off, the reason why I didn't masturbate, it was because when you masturbate, you have to look at something or you have to think of something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already in the act of sin.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm gonna practice purity, if I'm going to be pure, because purity to me is not a moment. Purity to me is a lifestyle, okay? You know, so if I'm gonna really strive for purity, then I'm gonna do it with my whole being.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't wanna look at another woman that way, you know? When I gave my life to God, I really told God, God, I'm gonna give my life to you and I'm gonna do this with all of my heart. So I didn't wanna like look at a woman some type of way. I don't wanna look at my, you know, any woman that way, because for me to do that would be me to dishonor a woman. We wanted to make sure, love, that our story was clean and that, you know, we kept it pure before the Lord of us getting married. So, you know, I've always had that in mind. I've always had that in mind to keep that story clean and keep that testimony clean to the best that I could, the best of my ability. So, you know, that's the reason why I really strived for purity in that 8 years. Yeah.
You're to me a rare man of God, and
thank you,
I just love you so much.
Thank you. I love you too.
It makes me teary-eyed. There was a book that you read that really helped you with that conviction.
Absolutely.
What did that book teach you, and what was it called?
I don't remember the name of the book. I'm so sorry to the author, but when I first gave my life to Christ in 2006, I read this book, and it was talking about purity, and one thing really struck my heart when I was reading the book. It said, when you are struggling with purity and struggling to keep it pure, write down, get a piece of paper, get a pen, and write down 10 things that you're fighting for. 10 things that you're fighting for to keep this walk of purity. So what I did was I wrote down 10 things. The first thing was like, you know, I want to honor God. Second thing was I wanted to keep my story clean. You know, the other thing was like, I don't want to be a hypocrite. The other thing was, I don't want the anointing to stop on my life. You know, the other thing was like, I wanted to make sure that I seen people the right way. So I would write all these things down. So when those moments where it got hard, you know, where you're like, man, God, this is hard. What I did was I went back to my list. I went back to the things that I was fighting for. You know, the Bible teaches us that, you know, the people perish without a vision, you know, so.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that I had a vision.
Right.
So the purity of my life would not perish. I wanted to fight for purity and righteousness. So that's what I did. And I encourage anybody watching here today, do the same thing. Write a list, write what you're fighting for. You know, if you don't know what you're fighting for, you're going to go back to your past.
Right.
Because you lost sight of your future. So the people I know who went back to their past ways, went back to the drinking, went back to the drugs, the pornography, went back, they were the people that lost the vision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you lose the vision, ultimately you're going to pursue your past.
Right.
So I wanted to make sure that my vision was big, so I knew what I woke up, I knew what I was fighting for. Yeah. So when I woke up, my cup of coffee, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to go all in for God. We're going to keep going forward. So that's the, you know, that's the one of the reasons why that book really struck my heart, and it and it played an indelible difference in my life today.
I love that.
Yep.
And you didn't do this walk alone. You've had some accountability. You've had people that helped you when you were, you know, I remember you telling me that you had conversations with your pastor, like, well, you know, can't I do this? Or how far can I take it? Right?
Yeah.
And you had a pastor that made an indelible difference in your life, and he held you accountable.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about the accountability and why that's important.
You know, I had a plethora of questions when I gave my life to the Lord.
Yeah,
I
keep it real and raw, baby.
I wanted to know what I couldn't do.
Yeah.
Was masturbating okay?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Was oral sex okay?
Yeah.
You know, could I go third base with a woman?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to lie. I just want to know how many bases I can go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know I can't hit the home run, but can I go first, second base?
Yeah.
I want to know what bases I could conquer.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I got shut down on a lot of bases. You know? They were like, hugging is cool, you know, hugging and kissing, but set boundaries. And, you know, I needed that because I wanted to know, I wanted to do this right.
Yeah.
I wanted to honor God with my life. So, you know, my pastor, you know, Pastor Dwight, Pastor Sergio, I would ask them these questions, and they were my accountability partners, people that I would talk to, people that would mentor me to help me with my walk of God. And I believe that in this walk today, and in life in general, you want the right people in your corner.
Amen.
The Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend.
Yeah.
If your friends aren't sharpening you, they're dulling you.
Yeah.
If your friends aren't inspiring you, challenging you, then nothing can change.
Yeah.
For me, if I was going to change to become the person that God wanted me to be, then I needed to get challenged.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there was things where I didn't want to hear certain things, and there was times where I got rebuked. But I always kept this in mind. I know the people who are for me are the people who are going to question me. If my friends do not question me, if my accountability partners do not question me, I have the wrong people in my circle.
Yeah, that's good.
The right people will question you.
Yeah.
So I would always question the friend that doesn't question you.
So good.
Because you have the wrong people in your circle.
Yeah.
And you want people that will edify you. You want people that will strengthen you.
Mm-hmm.
You want people that will sharpen you. People that will tell you the things, not just the things that you want to hear, but the things that you need to hear. I had people in my life who told me what I needed to hear. Thus, this is the reason why I am who I am today.
That's so good.
Yeah.
And obviously, beyond accountability, your personal relationship with God is huge.
Yes.
I see you wake up every morning,
super
early with your cup of coffee, and you seek the Lord. Can you tell us just how you seek God and why that's been important to not only the purity of your heart, but when you were practicing sexual purity and keeping you away from lust?
Absolutely. If I always say this. If I'm not spiritually fed, I'll be emotionally led.
Mm.
So whatever I'm full of is what I'll be led by.
Yeah.
So if I'm full of myself, okay, I'm going to be led by myself. But if I'm full of God, I'm going to be led by God. I always made sure that I sought after the Lord because order affects outcome.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure that every morning that I was full of God.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wasn't full of God, I know I'm going to find myself doing some things that I should not be doing, right? Because our flesh is weak.
Yeah.
The Bible says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And how many of y'all know that sometimes your flesh gets to you?
Yes.
Your emotions start to fluctuate, and there's things that you want to do. Maybe somebody made you mad, they irritated you, or maybe you just... you just want to find a way to release. So it's like, and your emotions are just messing with you. Go and do this. And you're like, no. So for me, in order to combat those thoughts and to cast those thoughts down, I needed to be full of God.
Yes.
See, what you're around, what you're around is who you'll become.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm around the things of God, if I'm around God, I'm going to become more like God.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was a non-negotiable in my life, even in our marriage today, to, it's a non-negotiable for us. So meaning that we are going to seek the Lord in everything, everything that we do, every day and everything that we do. Yeah. The reason for it is because we want to be led by God.
Yep.
We want to be led by God. I want to make sure that my marriage is led by God. I want to make sure that my thought life is led by God. And I want to make sure that my decisions are being led by God. But how can we be led by God if we're not following Him?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Good word.
So we can't be a Sunday Christian. We got to be an everyday Christian.
Right.
This is about having a relationship with God. This is not religion, okay? It's not, you know,
hanging
out with God to me is not an obligation or a duty. It's like, you know, someone say, wow, you got to hang out with Britt today. You know what? My life sucks today, man. Dude, this sucks. I got to hang out with my wife today. Heck no. I love being around you. You're my best friend. Till death do us part. That's why I have this wedding ring on my finger. Every day we're hanging out with each other. Every day we're talking.
Yeah.
Every day we're asking each other questions about life. Why? Because we love each other.
Yeah.
Same principle when it applies with God.
Yeah.
I love God. Jesus has set you and I radically free. I love Him.
Yeah.
So I just want more of Him.
Yeah.
Thus, this is the reason why I seek Him every day.
So how do you seek Him? Like, how can somebody hear from God when they're struggling?
I would say, if you're struggling with God, just get near Him. Open up your Bible. And for some of you, make it a relationship.
Yeah.
Don't make this a religious duty. I've heard so many people be like, do the 5 for 5, 5, 5, 5. I'm like, dude, God is not Domino's Pizza. Like,
what's 5, 5, 5?
5 minutes of prayer, 5 minutes of worship, 5 minutes of the word. You know, back in the day,
I think it was
like Domino's, some pizza company had this 5 for 5 deal. And I'm like, stop it. God's not a pizza deal.
Yeah.
Just have fun with Him.
Yeah.
In the morning, what I like to do is open up my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an easy passage. It's like, you know, Matthew 6:33, first seek the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
How does that speak to me? Oh man, today I learned to seek God in everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that could be, if you wake up, read a scripture. You don't have to read 5-10 chapters. That doesn't make you holier than thou.
Yeah.
You know, just because you read, you know, all these chapters, you know, doesn't mean that you have implemented that in your everyday walk.
Exactly.
I would rather have you carry on to one scripture today that you're practicing,
mm-hmm.
that you're meditating, okay, and that you're trying to do, and for you to read like 3 or 4 chapters. And if I ask you the question, so what'd you read today? You're like, I read that Jesus helped people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course He helped people. It's the Bible, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I would rather have you do that. Another thing, prayer.
Yeah.
And prayer is a conversation with God, y'all. It's communicating. It's like how you and I are talking. And prayer is not supposed to be weird, okay? So you don't have to do those long, you know, drawn out prayers. You know, the Bible even teaches us not to even do that. But prayer is just a conversation with God.
Yes.
Like, God, thank you for today, God. Hey, God, I need help today, man.
Yeah.
Like, God, I got a long day at work. Or, God, I'm having struggle with, you know, watching pornography, God. Please help me today, God. Please not allow me to, like, the spirit that's trying to come against me to lead me into temptation. Please help me.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Our worship. You're going to work,
throw on some worship,
you know, go throw on podcasts,
mm-hmm.
do whatever you need to do. But whatever it is, whether it's prayer, whether it's worship, you know, meditating, even talking to a friend, the Bible says, as you refresh others, you too will be refreshed.
Yes.
You know, you can have a conversation like we are today, talking about the word. And from there, that starts to grow.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you have that time with God,
mm-hmm.
that's when I believe your life will start to flourish.
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So last thing I want you to do is to look into this camera.
Yeah.
And I just want you to encourage somebody to pursue purity today.
Absolutely. Yeah. For those of you watching here today, you know, sometimes when we hear the word purity, we think, hey, purity means no sex before marriage. And it does mean that, but it's so much more than that. You know, purity, it's just not it's not a moment. Purity is a lifestyle. In other words, we practice purity by being pure in our spirit, you know, where we love people, where we honor people, where when people hurt us, we forgive them. Not only that, purity in our flesh, okay, being pure in who we are, because, you know, God has called us to be not only pure in our flesh, but be pure in our spirit. So for those of you who are watching here today, hey, I know the walk is not easy, and I know sometimes it's tough, but if I could encourage you and tell you anything, it is absolutely worth it. Purity is worth it, because when you're pure, the Bible says that's when you see the Lord. And not only that, there's nothing greater than having a pure lens. So when you see, you'll see people in love, you'll see people in honor, and you'll see God in a remarkable way. So I would just encourage you here today, for you who's striving purity, keep pursuing it, make that a lifestyle in your everyday walk. And I believe as you do that, God is going to show up and show out in your life in an incredible way.
That was so good, my love. Thank you so much for allowing me to interview you today. It's been such a blessing.
Thank you so much.
For those of you who don't know, Craig Gross, the founder of XXX Church, has led this ministry for 20 years. And my husband and I are so blessed, so grateful, and so honored because recently he's decided to take a little bit of the back seat in a way. He's calling us the new quarterbacks, and he is coaching us in this ministry so that we can continue to lead it for the next 20 years. And we're so excited and so blessed by this. Right now, we just encourage you to take a look around, xxxchurch.com. There are so many resources on there for you. There's 20 years of resources, different blogs, there's X3 Watch. We want to see you succeed in your walk of purity. If you have an addiction to porn or you know somebody who does, we want to see you and them get set free. If you're in the sex industry, whatever it may be, we have help for you at xxxchurch.com. I love you. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Examine Podcast. Head on over to xxxchurch.com for more information on all things porn and purity. And make sure to check out the hashtag Examine Podcast on social media to connect with Brittany and to continue having real and raw conversations about porn and purity.